right, keeping the positive attitude here in the No Panic Zone today. By the way, good to have you here. The No Panic Zone every day on the Steve Gruber Show. We invite you in. Sit down, relax, hear some real conversation, some real comments about what's going on. We're serious, but we don't have to freak out. Keep a cool head. We'll be all right. We'll get through this. The worst of it, not here yet, but some indications that the numbers are slowing in some areas as far as the increase. So while we're thinking about that, let's think about shovel-ready jobs. They're out there, you know. Craig Stevens is a former senior advisor to the U.S. Energy Secretary and is the spokesman for Grow America's Infrastructure Now. Craig, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me back today.
Always good to have you here, my friend. All right, so sure, there's a lot of companies that have been forced to shut down by the various states and the governors to try to keep people safe. I understand that. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll take a look at that closer at some point. But right now, big jobs are still going forward in a lot of places. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so first of all, you know, I think you're right to tell your listeners that this is going to pass. I mean, even before I worked at the Department of Energy, I worked at the Department of Health and Human Services, and I've known Dr. Fauci for 20 years. So he's a very credible source. He's a smart guy. He's been around been in the business for nearly 50 years. So he has seen a lot of this activity before. So I think you're right to warn your listeners that it's going to come, but it's not going to be as bad as I think people think. But when it comes to jobs, I think these energy infrastructure jobs like Line 5, which you've got up there in Michigan, are the types of jobs that one can continue to move forward because they naturally take place with social distancing. There is an actual distance between them. But these are jobs that are union jobs and they're well-paying jobs. So even as a lot of people are staying home or being forced to be furloughed, you know, this is money that's being pumped back into the economy so that we can make sure that there continues to be some consumer spending. And then on the back end, we're seeing the government be pretty aggressive in loans to companies to ensure that once we do pass through this pandemic, then we're able to get back to work and start to increase spending and drive our economy forward.
Well, and that's exactly right. We're going to have to pivot at some point. First thing is getting through this public health emergency. There's no question about that. I hope Dr. Fauci is wrong. However, and I hope this doesn't shock too many people, however, if 100,000 Americans die, that's terrible. That's tragic. It's also 0.0002% of our population. So the question then becomes, are many of these folks that would have succumb to other illnesses? It's a fair question. I'm not trying to be harsh, but at what cost do we shut down the entire economy is the point that I'm making. So we need to focus on what's good and what we can do and how we can keep things moving in this country. Is that fair?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you're right to make the point, too, about comorbidities. There are a number of individuals who are more susceptible to apparently more susceptible to COVID-19 and certainly more susceptible to the real serious effects. And as Ed, you know, we all hope we're wrong. We all hope that number is way too high. But we need to be smart in the short term. And then after that, you know, we need to get back to work. And even in the near term, like I mentioned, some of these other projects, some of the energy infrastructure projects, and even with gasoline, the price is dropping right now. We know that that's going to come back. We know that once the spat between Russia and Saudi Arabia is alleviated and once Americans get back to work and the world gets back to work, we're going to need energy in this country. Right now, we're able to produce about a quarter of what we need in the U.S., and right now we're the largest actual producer of crude oil and natural gas in the world. And that's a tremendous advance, but that takes years and years of development and infrastructure construction. And, you know, right now there are folks seeking to shut down infrastructure development, but that's a very myopic, very short-term view.
I think you're also going to find, Craig, that the Made in America label will mean a hell of a lot more going forward than it ever has for the last 25 years. Because when you look at supply chains when it comes to routine drugs, medications, antibiotics, all of it, Americans are going to know that we have a handle on it and we will not be able to be choked out by anybody, not China, not anybody, when it comes to these things. And right now, the FDA has suspended the inspection of foreign drugs, devices, and food manufacturers, which is crazy. Because the FDA had already flagged numerous different medications coming in from China and India that were not meeting quality control, yet a pass was given because there are no alternatives. So we're allowing drugs to come into this country that would not otherwise be approved by the Food and Drug Administration because we put ourselves in a position that life-saving medications are only available from one place, even if they have impurities. And that's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And what's interesting, of course, you know, President Trump talked about this from the get-go, even before he was elected, and he was mocked by people on both sides of the aisle. But it comes to be that what he was saying was right. I mean, we have to make sure that more of our necessary materials are made here in the United States. And, you know, it's going to cost more. But if at the end of the day that means more jobs and more security and healthier population, then I think that's a trade-off that the American people are willing to make. But you know, we've really come full circle on this.
All right, so where do we go from here? Because one of the things that we've heard from the president, I've also heard Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York say the same thing, there comes a pivot point. And so while we're going through the darkest moments of this pandemic, of this outbreak, the president saying yesterday we could see the peak fatality rates coming in about 2 weeks, as we said. But after that, you have to look. And so, I mean, how do you start to let some oxygen back in, open that valve? Because I believe, and I saw this a couple places, different write-ups, mid-June, July 1, through that period of time, things will start to reopen. We will start to move again. And I think this economy is going to just go gangbusters. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. And I think you're probably right on the timing, too. It's probably going to be late June, early July before we really start getting going. It sounds like, and Scott Gottlieb, who was the former head of the FDA, tweeted out this. He's actually been tweeting quite a bit, so if folks want to watch him, Scott Gottlieb. But he actually turned out a proposal for how you would start to reengage the economy, starting with places that haven't been greatly impacted in the Midwest, certainly in the middle of the country, and then moving out to places where they have been, like in the large cities. But I think you're absolutely right on the timeline, and I think you're right, and I think the president's right, too, to say that Americans want to get back to work. We are an industrious country, and Americans don't like sitting at home. We want to get to work. We want to produce. And I think a lot of folks are getting ready for that.
Absolutely are. And I'm looking forward to that. I think you probably are, too. Craig Stevens, former senior advisor to the U.S. Energy Secretary. Let me ask you something about energy real quick. I've got about a minute here. But I want to ask you real quickly about oil dropping to, it's almost down to $20 a barrel. At some point, American energy companies cannot survive that. And there was a move to fill the, you know, the strategic oil reserves, and that was taken out of the stimulus plan. Is there another plan for the American government to buy up oil to keep these companies moving?
Yeah, so you're right. There's a strategic petroleum reserve down in Louisiana that holds nearly a billion barrels of oil in case we ever need it. And the president wanted to buy significant portions to refill that. I think what's going to happen is in the next stimulus four, they're going to end up buying that. It's just too cheap right now to not buy it. If you're looking at it from the administration perspective, they want to be able to have that safety net. And that will support the U.S. energy industry. But I also think that once our economy gets going, the price of oil is going to go up, and we're going to be able to see some of these folks actually stave off bankruptcy.
Well, there you go. Greatly appreciate you being here, as always, my friend. Thank you so much. Craig Stevens, former senior advisor to the U.S. Energy Secretary. And go ahead. Oh, I guess he's where he went. All right, 41 after. I thought he said one more thing. This is the No Panic Zone. Good to have you here. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Monday. We'll be right back.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. To say that we are in challenging times is an understatement. Employers and employees are struggling through no fault of their own. But in Michigan, we're tough and we're determined to get through this temporary situation. At the Michigan Chamber, we are working with policymakers at all levels of government to provide the necessary resources for business. We've assembled a coronavirus toolkit at michamber.com. We're providing factual information on unemployment benefits, financial relief resources, and guidance for employers and employees to stay safe. It's clear the business community is leading the way. They're protecting their employees, they're protecting their communities, and they're keeping Michigan economy strong. We'll get through this together. I'm Jim Holcomb from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.